Hello?
Oh, hello. This is Charlie. Just to let you know that we're conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. May I have your zip code? 19140.
Yes.
Thanks a lot. What is your years of birth?
Say it again.
What is the year of birth?
1943.
43? Okay, thank you so much. Yes. Do you think of yourself as male or female or something else?
Male. It won't be less something else. Male.
Thank you so much for confirming. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Democrat.
Sorry, can you repeat it?
Democrat, I voted for. I forget who the president was.
You don't vote?
I forget. I voted.
Okay. Well, for 2020, the Biden. Options were Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. What about your race? Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm black. American.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you so much, sir. As you may know, there will be election for offices like the President and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote, probably vote?
Definitely.
Sir? Okay, thank you so
definitely.
Much. How do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general election? Voting in person early before election day, voting in person on election day, voting by mail, or any other option?
Voting by mail, I've been doing.
Voting by mail, thank you so much. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power, do you feel that black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all.
Black people have the power.
Okay, so should I mark it as 10?
Yes, black people.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote. I'm so sorry?
I missed something. Repeat that again.
Oh, yeah. Please rate your level of motivation for voting this year election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or nor cold neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable toward them. So the first person should be Donald Trump. From 0 to 10, how
zero.
Comfortable you are? 0. Okay.
0.
What about Kamala Harris?
10.
J.D. Vance?
10, right?
Yeah, I picked a 10. So, what about J.D. Vance?
9.
Anyway. What about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden, you said?
Yep, Joe Biden.
10.
What about Mark Kelly?
You know, Mark Kelly, I never heard of, so I don't know how to vote on that. So I'm going to say, I can't say 0, I'm going to say in between, but I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I will mark it like 5, like neutral, you know? Is that right for you?
Neutral, all right. Very good. The people I don't know, I'm going to say neutral.
Okay, perfect. What about Team Wolves?
Neutral.
Okay. What about Barack Obama?
Ted.
Thank you so much. Now let's go with the next question. Oh, so sorry. It seems like there is someone else missing. Oh, yeah. I get it. Okay, what about on a scale of 0 to 10 in the past month, please rate how worried you've been about each of the following. Use a 10 if you have been very worried, a 5 if you have been somewhat worried, and a 0 if you have not been worried at all. What about the lack of dependable transportation system from 0 to 10? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, or not worried at all?
Somewhat worried.
Somewhat worried. The crime rate in my community?
Very worried.
Very worried. Okay, what about the conflict in Palestine?
Over that again?
The conflict in Palestine?
Content or what?
Conflict in Palestine.
Conflict and what?
In Palestine.
I don't understand. Something I'm missing. I can't hear you.
Oh, yeah. So sorry about that. I'm asking about the conflict in Palestine.
Conflict in Palestine?
Yep.
That's why I understand. So, sir, I'm going to say this. I noticed that is an ongoing thing we're seeing. So I know that's ongoing. That's been going on for years. So
just remember, rate it from 0 to 10. When 10 you means you're very worried, 5 somewhat worried, and 0 means nothing at all.
I'm 10.
10, okay. Thank you so much. What about the racial profiling among police?
Racial profiling?
Among police.
The police? What test are you talking about? They're doing their job or just?
Oh, well, this is just an opinion survey. We are trying to get everything better in your community, so that's why we're asking some of these questions.
So, okay. We need, if there's more crime, we need more need police to do it. We can't do it by ourselves, so I'll say 8.
So sorry, can you repeat it?
I said 8 or 9.
Okay, 9. Perfect. What about the abortion access for women in this country becoming more restricted?
Yeah. I'm having difficulty understanding, sir. Say that again.
Oh, yeah, so sorry. What about the abortion access for women in this country becoming more restricted?
I'm a little worried, not really worried, but for two or three countries, I'd say 7.
7, okay. What about passing federal legislation to protect voting rights?
I'm worried about that. And it's the worst, right?
Yeah.
That's the worst, right?
Yep, that is correct.
8,
okay. What about the affordability of housing?
Eight.
What about voter suppression in the 2024 election that makes it harder for certain people to vote?
8.
What about inflation and the rising cost of goods and necessities?
10.
What about election and voter fraud in the 2024 elections?
Okay.
What about the banning of Black history?
I worry they should ban. I worry Ted.
Okay, thank you so much. What about the fighting discrimination and system racism?
Fighting, a key word there.
You said fight?
I don't want them. You said fighting, right?
Yeah, fighting discrimination and systemic racism.
Where are we? We should be eight.
Eight. Thank you so much. What about the protection? What about the protection of Social Security of or Medicare?
Ten.
What about the availability of resources for K-12 education?
Ten.
Thank you so much. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? I would read some options to you. So the first one would be the Democrat Kamala Harris. The second would be the Republican Donald Trump. The third one would be the third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The fourth would be other independent or third party. What about undecided? Would vote for other political offices but not president, or would not vote at all in the upcoming elections, if, you know, if they were held today?
Kamala Harris.
Well, is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
It's more towards about her. I ain't thinking about Donald Trump. He ought to retire just like everybody. When you get old, retire for what you're doing. Give me Kamala Harris, the one I want. Donald Trump's a no-no. Everything concerning Donald Trump, my answer is no on him.
Okay.
That's a highly pin on Donald Trump. So don't ask me anything about Donald Trump. I'm going to tell you that. He's a void, and void to me. I don't know who he is.
Okay. What about if, as of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote, make no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote?
I am motivated to vote for Kamala Harris.
What about if compared to the last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party like much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
We had to trust him. Yes, I trust her.
Okay, thank you. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
I trust her.
Okay. Now I'm going to eat some things. What about if for each of the following threats, I would like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describe her, or only describes her a bit, or really does not describe her at all, basically. So, do you think, is she a political insider? It really describes, somewhat describes, describes a bit, really does not describe, or you don't know?
But I don't know. Describe.
Okay. What about if she is progressive?
Progressive.
So sorry?
Progressive.
What about if she fights for people of color? Does that really describe her? Somewhat describes her? Describes a bit? Really does not describe?
Describe.
It describes? Yeah.
Describe.
What about locked up people that should not have been?
locked up people should not be in that alcohol.
Just remember, if you are not so sure, you can say that you don't know.
No,
or...
I'm not so sure.
Okay, perfect. Do you think that she early trailblazer in LGBTQ policy?
I'm not sure.
Okay. What about if she governs with kindness and compassion? Does that really describe her? Somewhat describe her? Describes a bit?
Describes her.
Okay. What about if represents the black community?
Describes her.
Okay. Now, I would like you to tell me more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I would like you to let me know if you think if it's make you much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable, or no difference. So just let me tell you, Kamala created up. Sorry, I'm about to read the traits that she has offered. So. Just let me tell you that Kamala created Open Justice, an online platform to make abuses of power and death at the hands of police officers available to public to improve police accountability. Does that make you feel much more favorable to both her? Somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, no difference, or you don't know?
Favorable.
Okay. What about a CA Attorney General Kamala refused to defend California's Proposition A that bans same-sex marriage and fought to bring it to the Supreme Court to win marriage equality nationwide?
Not sure.
Okay. What about Kamala has consistently been rated the most progressive member of the Senate for her voting record ahead of Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren?
Somewhat, maybe.
Okay. Kamala is an absolute trailblazer, the first African-American and woman elected as district attorney for San Francisco, attorney general of California, and the first African-American to represent California in the Senate. And now she is the first African-American woman to be nominated for vice president by a major political party.
Favorable.
Okay. Kamala is literally a child of protest and activism. Her parents were both activists that met in a black study group at UC Berkeley, known as the Afro-American Association.
Favorable.
Thank you. Now, sir, once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local state offices on a scale of 0 to 10. You know, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
Okay.
Then, thank you so much. Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make the changes on issues that are important to you? From 0 to 10 again?
10.
Thank you so much. I know it is a long way off, but if November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, and third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Vice President Harris.
Thank you so much. Once again, is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or it is against Donald Trump?
Favorable to Harris.
Thank you so much. Do you trust Kamala Harris as a president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Favorable. I extremely.
Okay. I got it. Okay. So, when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? Select up to three. So I'm going to read a list. Please let me know if I'm going too fast or if you want me to slow down or speed up. So the first main of sources would be Twitter. Do you consider Twitter as a source for news?
Twitter. I don't use Twitter.
Okay. What about MSNBC?
It's down on death.
Okay. So Instagram, local newspaper, local radio.
I have a computer, but I don't get on Instagram. I don't use Instagram.
I got it. So what about the local newspaper? You read the local newspapers?
I don't read newspapers.
Okay. What about local radio?
Radio. No, more so TV.
It's mostly TV. So those
local
are local TV news or
Fox
yes, news?
Yes. Local TV news. And every now and then I make MSN. But that's the only place I really hear about news. Instagram, all that stuff, I don't
think it's Yeah, I got it. So, well, and now, what about CNN?
Yes, okay, CNN, that's on TV, yes.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much for confirming it. Now, are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the president election come up recently in these group chats? Like very often, somewhat often, a little bit often, not often,
somewhat,
or you don't
somewhat,
use group chats?
Somewhat.
Oh, okay, somewhat.
No, somewhat.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Independent, or Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed of the highest degree you have received?
14 years.
Can you repeat it?
14 years.
Okay, just a few questions. So, sorry?
I would say associate degree. I got 2 years with an associate degree.
Thank you so much. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or are you widowed?
Married.
So, sorry?
Married.
Thank you so much. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No. Did I take grandkids?
So oh, got it. That's great to hear.
Did I do that to your grandkids?
I got it. Well, what about, sir, last year that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. So.
We're about 35,000.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, sir, let me tell you that was the last question. The survey is totally completed. And, well, just let me thank you. I'll be pretty sure that all the information you have shared with us will help us to contribute in a better society. So, well, thank you so much, sir, and I will wish you a great rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.